16 because we've already prayed and everything is set to go. Week 16, we're looking at substituting brass for gold. I'm going to read from 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse number 9. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took all. He carried away also the shields of gold which Solomon had made. Verse 10. Instead of which King Rehoboam made shields of brass and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard that kept the entrance of the king's house. The background of this story relates with some instances in some local churches today. Rather than replace the stolen items with the original specifications for the temple gold, Rehoboam went for convenience. Rehoboam went for brass instead of going for gold. The Pentecostal charismatic needs to press the restart button in many places today. I repeat, the Pentecostal charismatic needs to press the restart button in many places today. I recollect why many people trooped out in numbers from the mainline churches referred to as Orthodox churches. By the way, I believe Orthodox is as scriptural for the church as charismatic. For the apostles taught order and tradition. Orthodox means order and tradition. When you say Orthodox churches, what you're saying is these are churches that have order and tradition. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6, Brother Paul says to the church in Thessalonica, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us." So order and tradition is not a sin. Note, tradition which he received from us. 1 Timothy 3:15. "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." How you ought to behave. Not as you are led, but as you are instructed. How you ought to behave. Even with the charismatic gifts, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 and verse 40. 1 Corinthians 14, 33 and 40. "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Let all things be done decently and in order." The Church of Jesus is both charismatic and orthodox. That is, it is traditional and orderly. So we left for reasons we felt we are reducing the church to mere organizations, and I'm talking about in time past. Those orthodox churches were abandoned because it was like no fire for evangelism, no prayer. Many people left because the churches did not encourage firebrand evangelism, door-to-door, boss, hospital evangelism. Also, the prayer meetings in those Orthodox churches were hardly attended by anyone, maybe an insignificant fraction of the church, and much more, the meetings did not have fire. No sound teaching of God's word in those churches, what we call Orthodox then. Many felt most church leaders, even though they were through seminaries, hardly could explain scriptures adequately. They would rather go into very boring stories, discuss politics. The messages were not cutting edge and hardly could call for the sinner to repent and be saved. Many left for smaller Bible study groups and did not even care if they met under mango trees as long as the scriptures were taught. Then gradually, the lust for physical structures began to creep in. Many traditional churches invested so much on physical structures. Churches were competing on which cathedral surpassed the other, all at the detriment of spiritual edification. Now there came big, large, beautiful physical edifices, and competition was going on. So many left and were contented with attending a fellowship using classrooms, sitting rooms, and meeting under the trees. Then in those Orthodox churches, the emphasis was on money. The numbers of collections during the service alarmed us. Different labels for offerings, different seeds, different envelopes, different collections. The service would drag so long because offerings were collected. So we left for new firebrand churches or even Bible study groups, which took only one offering. Worldliness came into those Orthodox churches. The traditional churches were submerged in worldly things in our views. The clergy was enamored with titles like Reverend, Doctor, Right Reverend, Archbishop, Bishop, Apostle, Oracle. We abandoned those things and left for simpler things. We wanted just simple groups led by Brother ABC, Pastor ABC, as long as the word was taught and the spirit was caught and sinners were won in numbers. Many services then could have passed, at times passed for events. Many church services were like secular discussions and secular speakers. We left for strong Bible teachings, less ceremonies, less titled leaders. The church then paid much respect for business leaders, politicians, and men of societal influence. But we abandoned those Orthodox churches and left for the unknown, but for sound theology, power, and prayer. Those churches were overtaken with ceremonies. The traditional church had so many activities. Each week had a different program: Father's Day, Mother's Day, Thanksgiving Sundays. We felt they did so only to raise money. The church had more events than being eventful for the move of God. We left for more eventful meetings outside these events. No room for this day or that day or extravagance. Now, without sounding critical, some charismatic churches have taken this baton and exceeded the traditional Orthodox churches in glory. We pursue erecting structures with greater passion than ensuring we're building men. There are churches in Nigeria. One man built his own church. He said it was 100,000. His friend, who was building 100,000, went and tampered with his own and made it 150,000. Their spiritual father, who had a 50,000 seater, suddenly stood up and said he's building a 250,000. And they're busy just erecting structures. They have overtaken the Orthodox people that we abandoned to look for charismatic Pentecostals. We have left the pursuit of training believers for prayer and evangelism. And I'm talking about the charismatic Pentecostals. Now what is on the pulpit is success, motivation, entrepreneurship. So is this not the same condition some years ago we complained of in the Orthodox churches? How are the services today in most Pentecostal churches? Is programs upon programs, events upon events? For example, we recently comfortably has joined the secular world in celebrating his days. This day, that day, the other day. Nothing wrong in acknowledging fathers and mothers. But why make a whole church service to bow to this? A whole church to celebrate a Sunday, Father's Day, from opening prayer to closing, nothing other than fathers. Mother's Day, Sister's Day, Children's Day. Very soon, the whole services in a year will be one day or the other each Sunday, and there will be no teaching of God's word. To spend weekends celebrating women or men or children, these are the very reasons we call those churches Orthodox churches. Need I say more? Where are the deep Bible studies? The single largest service in the 80s, was the Deeper Life Bible Church in Nigeria. That's where you had the single largest Bible study. It was not a church. Deeper Life did not start with a church. It just started with Bible study. That's how Deeper Life Bible Church started, Bible study. Men poured in from different denominations. Deeper Life didn't make any adverts, no special announcements, no TV promo, just mouth-to-mouth telling. Even campus fellowships in the university, all in Nigeria. The main catch was Bible teaching, prayer, and the move of the Spirit. But today in Pentecostal churches, how many Bible studies do we still hold in major Pentecostal churches? Do we even have specific teaching emphasis? Pentecostals don't even have any doctrinal persuasion. Is anything goes? People hardly even come to churches with Bibles anymore. How important have we placed the scriptures? With the advent of technology, phones, and devices, they have replaced even the paper Bibles. It's not bad. Only that the same device has movies, office work, emails, music, pictures, etc., which can be a distraction. Think about that. We even project scriptures on screen like we do. And because of that, a lot of people, instead of seeing the scriptures as a way of quickly making sure we all study together and they have their notes, the scriptures have taken over the note taking. The scriptures have taken over the note taking. Can you all hear me? Pastor Sean, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Okay. It fainted just
if you
briefly.
Nod your head. I'm watching you, Pastor Sean, direct.
Okay.
Okay, nice. So we project scriptures on screen, and in some churches, once they see scripture on screen, nobody writes, nobody brings Bible, nobody carries Bible. Because as far as they are concerned, the screen has read the Bible for them. In most Pentecostal churches now, ministry is about titles. And they spend a lot of money to get those archbishop, bishop, and all that. And this week they told me the story of three friends. One of them decided he wants to be an archbishop of his church so that he will be among the first among his friends to be an archbishop. While he was just seeing his friends and planning, one of his friends came out with card, archbishopric consecration, and put a date before that their friend's date. And while he was still quarreling with his friend for outsmarting him, their third friend put his own archbishopric consecration and announced it for a closer date than the other one. Three of them are fighting right now in Nigeria on who will be the first to be consecrated an archbishop. Carnality. No Bible study, nothing. It's just titles. Imagine an undergraduate in a school asking other students to call him Reverend. Reverend. Some even are inserting doctor for them. These are students. It looks like we have short memories in the Pentecostal charismatic churches. No project for training ministers, church workers. No project for training solid teachers of the word. The amount of time spent on these worldly pursuits or programs and projects could have done more for raising an army of spiritual men. For raising an army of spiritual men. Just as in earlier times, Christians cannot explain their faith in most churches today. They cannot explain their faith in most churches today. In fact, they blend easily in the society. Like the Orthodox churches of old, have we not substituted brass for gold? I'm talking about the Pentecostal charismatics. Have we not given away what was precious to us from what we ran from? What are we assessing ourselves with? Sunday services, special programs, Bible study and prayer meetings, church buildings, or the church itself? It looks like the Pentecostal charismatics have assumed the state of the Orthodox churches altogether. No pursuit for deep teaching of God's word, sound doctrine. In many churches, prayer meetings are no more attended well. Just a few people, and it's not even aggressive. The move of the Spirit is almost gone. Sound doctrine is gone. Just conditional messages and messages that address immediate problems. Very soon, many of us will experience the same trooping out. People are going to troop out. And it's happening already. You can see it's happening already. See what the kind of commotion that is going on social media. It's happening already. Many of us will experience the same trooping out to more spiritually focused congregations. Hence the need for us to reform, restart, or we lose relevance. in the lives of men. Now you go on social media, you see how people from different churches, different walks of life, it's like they're all revolting. All revolting. A lot of my videos that I see, I just see people using my videos to vent. To vent all over the place. They are just venting. You know, they are using my videos to get back at their churches, get back at their pastors, get back. It's like I just became like their trigger point. It's like, we wanted to say this thing, but we didn't know how to say it. Now somebody is saying it for us, and we wanted to say it. And it's riot all over. People are walking away from churches. People are staying away from church. You need to see the kind of testimonies that are coming to our office in their drones. People left church. People don't go to church anymore, but they're following our teachings online, and they want more resources. And they are coming from different countries of the world. So it looks like the Pentecostal charismatic churches need to rethink so that we don't suck. Without sound doctrine. It's a lot of noise without Christ.
But
it's like
Papa,
what I was teaching tonight. Yeah,
your voice faded. I'm not
oh
sure
is
if you
it back
stopped talking. It's back. It just came back just now.
Oh,
Like a
nice.
second ago.
I was saying in most churches is a lot of activities without power. See, a lot of programs without Christ, you know. So there's the need for the Pentecostal charismatic to press the restart button. And I know it's happening. Whether they want to do it or not, there's a shift going on in the body of Christ. There's a strong shift going on. Only a man that is not in touch with God will not understand what God is doing. If you're in touch with God, you can see that God is shifting his body. A lot of shift is happening. And God is pulling people out of wrong churches and redirecting them to their fold, where they shall be fed with knowledge and understanding. And they shall never lack nor be dismayed. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for every student of this class today, that as we reason over these trends, thank you that you have situated us in the center of your plan. Lord, use us whichever way to facilitate what you're doing on the earth, to facilitate what you're doing in the hearts of men, to facilitate what you're doing in the body of Christ. Thank you that Christ died. His death was not in vain. So I ask for everybody here that this army of men and women together, as we advance your cause, that through us the gospel will reach the right people, people that are ready to make the shift, people that are ready to embrace the truth, and people that are ready to walk with Christ. Thank you that revelation knowledge continues to grow in this class. These men and women are being equipped. They are being positioned strategically to make an impact on their world. Thank you for the massive harvest of souls. Lord, these men and women of God, these ministers of the gospel here in this class, that each one of them is enriched, that each one of them walks worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. I call you all fruitful unto every good work. You are kept, you are preserved, you are sustained by Christ. Father, I give you praise for answered prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's just what I have to share with you today, you know, and just call your attention to why we cannot afford to substitute brass for gold in the pursuit of God's kingdom. We must make up our mind to stay to the fidelity of scripture, preach it the way it is, teach it the way it is, and raise an army of people that are devoted to the truth of the gospel and give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. Glory to God. That's it from me today, Pastor.